Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design, and I'm really glad you did. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and this particular show is all about you. It's a show in which I love to receive your calls, and with my guides and angels and perceptions and all of that, we answer the kinds of questions that you have that resolve some of the issues that we're talking about. We also will do some meditations, some sacred geometric meditations, which really enhance your transformative energy and protect you from being caught up in the wheels on the machinations of the collective. So, and tonight I really want to talk to you about mothering again. We talked about mothering last week. I also want to talk about mothering and how it can relate, let's just brainstorm this idea, to our personal evolution. On Tuesday night, we had Bruce Lipton, who's a pretty evolutionary kind of thinker. He's the guy who did a lot of studies with biology, finding out more and more about epigenetics, which is the ability to shift and change our genetic makeup with our thoughts and feelings and emotions and personal drives and so on. And golly gee, having him on Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night, I've had him several times, and it's always so exciting because he talks in such a way as you think that you're in a really wild stream of energy and you have to pretty much grab your hat and hold it by the brim so it doesn't fly off and go up the track. He's a really wonderful man, and what he really was on about is the same thing that a lot of us listening to these shows on wonderful BBS radio are on about, and that is having the courage, the intention, the visualization, the focus, and the consciousness to move ourselves out of the collective soup and into a much more authenticating and forward-driving kind of an energy. It's really, really exciting. It's a very amazing time we're in. And what Bruce talked about is that we're hitting, he and his friend Steve Behrman, who's going to be on Paradigm Shifters next week, where I have written a book called Spontaneous Evolution. And in that book, they chronologue the shifts in human consciousness, which they say has been always in a big, kind of big jump shift. Suddenly, there's a collection of a certain kind of energy or comprehension, and bazoing, everything changes, and people are much more able to hold a powerful part of their nature. So they say, and this is what we talked about a little bit on Tuesday night, they say that we're about to hit a quantum leap or a tremendous shift, which is because you and I and Bob, my precious being who sits here with me and does all this sound work and so on, you and I and Bob and other people that we know are becoming more and more conscious about releasing the dross, the past experience stuff that has recorded itself in that amazing vessel of collection, which is called the subconscious. And the subconscious narrowly drives us through pattern after pattern without too much discernment, because it just is really a recording device, I gather. And we're going to move up and out of its demand and into a higher level of consciousness of our species, because, like the old stories about the 100th monkey, many, many, many individuals are working to move past that which has been like victimized by the way the collective moves, or the way our genetic energies have affected us, and then the way the media affects us, and the social programming affects us, moving into an authenticating process. Again, it's a process of clearing, a process of driving yourself forward with your intentions, your visualizations, and your, again, clearing and clearing and compassion for fellow human beings. There's enough of us doing this that Bruce Lipton and many, many others, including my guides and angels, say that there will be a sudden release from a lot of the subconscious drives or the holding patterns of what was. So I like to believe that that's true. Now, Bruce and Steve say it's going to happen over the next year. Many people say 2012. Many people say it's going to take 15, 20 years. Many people say this. Many people say that. But you and I know that it's happening, and that more and more changes are going on amongst individuals. Part of it is because of the amazing internet. You know, I'm not a techie wizard, even though I'm living with a techie wizard here. I'm not necessarily that kind of person, but the fact that you and I can just reach out and chat to somebody who's in New Zealand, someone who's in Australia, and someone who's in South Africa, and someone who's in the depths of China, someone who's in India, we can talk in a minute and find common factors in our hearts and souls, and common visualizations and common expressions. We can even do energy. It doesn't matter how far they're away. You can get on the phone or the Skype or the internet and do energy releasing exercises with somebody who's halfway around the world or all the way around the world, which puts them right in our backyard, doesn't it? And so what's happening is we're beginning to get a sense of the global oneness of us all. I've heard for years, and so have you, I'm sure, that we're all one. Sometimes that's really incomprehensible, isn't it? It's really hard to imagine that we're all one. But in truth, as we shift and we change and we authenticate, it's stunning how we become more and more, connected compassionately to all living, all life. I finally saw Avatar. Bob and I saw Avatar the other day. And I really have believed for a long time that movies can, because we live vicariously in movies, they can actually change the world. And of course what we've got is movies that are shooting up bang, bang, kill, kill, kill. How many murders can we do in a week? And how much, fear can we generate in one another, right? But I really, really liked Avatar because the reverse is true. Where even though they have a lot of juicy action, there's really a message there about the shift, if we look at it that way. And I won't say too much more about it, but you can perhaps call in and tell me about it. So today I wanted to talk about mothering. Who would have thought, because I've talked for almost 10 minutes now on anything but mothering. Well, why I wanted to talk about mothering is because a lot of us have lineage impact that has come down the pike. And here we are trying to step out of our programming, of our lineage, of our cellular structure, of our DNA, and become authentic, become really who each of us is. It's pretty amazing how many people are actually doing that. And mothering is something that is difficult enough to do when you're the mother, and it's difficult enough to receive when you're the product of the mother's lineage weighing heavily upon you. And I wanted us to talk about releasing some of that. The other thing about mothering is we wanted to talk about mothering and evolution. Jackie and the team talked last week about a word which I love, which is called entrainment. So I also wanted to talk today about mothering and how when you're choosing a soul to come through your body, when the mother and father get together and want to have a baby, or if they're unconscious about wanting to have a baby, they're actually entraining that soul, that spirit, with certain drives, certain reactions, certain past material that's ingrained in their own psyche, in their own soul journey. And can we get out of that? What kind of consciousness do we need to break out of entrainment? We'll talk about that as well. But like I always say, close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, because we're going to do a meditation together. And this meditation for our Radiance by Design community is a way for us to, let's go back into the word entrain. Let's remother ourselves by choosing the energies coming through. Let's entrain with one another on a track of evolution, on a track of creating our own respect and compassion for one another's authentic nature, and drive ourselves with our mind, with our vision, with our hearts and our love up and out of the collective soup and into a new way of being, kind of a freer way of breathing and acting out and helping each other. Well, that's a big job for the sacred geometrics, but guess what? They're the building blocks of creative reality, and we're going to use them tonight. So close your eyes and let's take a few deep breaths. and calling above your head about 2 miles, a golden ball. Why is it golden? Because gold is a very high frequency energy. And if you can change the energy, you can change the reality. So as we visualize and experience in our visions these sacred both shapes and fabrics, we can move our frequency right up there. So there's a gold ball above you about 2 miles and a golden ball below your spine about 40 feet. And now connect from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball with a filament of gold light. I always can feel that filament when it comes through the spine. Take a minute to feel it. And now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. And it's about 20, the base is about 20 feet out from the body. And now upside down and meeting it with its point at the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. So now you are in an eight-sided structure called an octahedron. And can you feel the shape and power of that structure? And now put inside of it a crystal ball and have the outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your structure. And what colors do you see with that crystal ball? Okay. And then inside of that, you're going to be in a star tetrahedron. Imagine being in a three-dimensional Star of David. And you're going to spin and spin and spin and spin. Some of us get really dizzy when we're spinning like this. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Good. While you're spinning, take a look in front of you and see a wonderful, magical screen. And then we're going to make our own movies and put them up on the screen. These are visualizations of things that you want to experience, you want to have, you want to release, you want to become. Let's see the first one. It's a visual of becoming. And I always want to become more multidimensional, more coming from the heart, multidimensional, bringing aspects of myself together. What is it you want to become? Yes. You don't have to do what I do, but you can if you like. Mm-hmm. And then see it and feel it, experience it, at least for the moment. And wrap it in light. Now move your attention to the next screen or the next little movie. And what is it you want to produce? Do you want to have home and family? Do you want to have, you want to write a book? You want to have a baby? You want to fly a plane? It doesn't matter. Pick your project and put it into your screen, into your movie. And see that the resource is coming and the people coming that really help you interact with that. Good. And you're doing your project. And now see yourself really enjoying it. It's coming together. All the pieces are coming together. Again, the people, the resources. And now there you are smiling and really enjoying this project. And you're seeing the resources that are streaming through it to keep it going. That's right. I got two of them going on right now. I don't know how many you have. And just feel the success of these and see them. And you know that you have to maintain your life doing that which you really love. And now wrap that in light. Wrap it in light. So it can stay perking. And now let's set up the healing center, the Galactic Healing Center. Okay. And now we're going to ask for our team to come in, a healing team, and have them stand round our healing table. And the first person who lies on the table is you. And you lie on the table and see what it is they'd like to do to help you, to help you heal. We all need to be healed. Everything needs to be healed. That means improved, freed from past. some physical experiences or mental emotional experiences can be healed. Excellent. Oh, okay. And so they might tell you something they want to work on, or you can ask them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then see what they do for you and ask if they have a special message for you. Good work. And then we'll wrap that in light so it can stay healing. And then we call up the replicating of the team around a fresh table. And who is it you would like to bring in? And how is it they need healing? Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're moving energy across or around. And sometimes they're working with the person's brain and their feet. Yeah, and it all seems to be energy work and drawing old energy out of the body. And then we wrap that in light and ask that it be continued until there's a proper kind of experience. And then one more time, another replicating of the team and the healing table. And who comes in this time? You can either invite someone in or you ask for who would like to come in. Good. And ask the person if they have anything special they want healed, or ask the healing team to work on them their way. Good work. Mm-hmm. And now we're going to wrap that one in light. And we're going to ask, while we're in the healing center, we're going to ask for a political scenario. Okay, and this time, we're going to ask for those who are really in charge of the economic situation on the planet. Now, you know, everything is a reflection of who we are. So let's just try to call in an awareness of that, the emotion and the dominance factor, that competitive factor that says, if I've got it, you don't. If you've got it, I don't. Let's call that in, that whole feeling of greed and dominance on that level. And we're asking our healing team to surround the human consciousness with light around that subject of, if I've got it, you haven't, and if you've got it, I haven't. That needs to be done. That needs to be dispensed with. So let's just really see if we can love each other enough to really bring that up and have the healing team dispel the fear. That's right. Now call in the light above you. It's from the great central sun. Have it come down to the top of your head. And this light is pink and kind of a salmony color, and comes down through your chest and out into the world. And this light, like a ribbon of support, goes to all the various countries and various sections of our planet that are having absolutely terrible times right now. And we're just sending in our love and our blessings and our beautiful light to help ease, to harmonize, to help ease the suffering of whatever is the situation. Because we're all one, aren't we? And the more we consciously can do that, the more we release the if I have, you don't competitive thing. Good work. So let's take it to the various countries you're aware of where there are battles going on. to take it to the various government places that you're dominating. I don't need to say more. You just pick the hot spots on the planet and send this amazing ribbon of bright pink, salmon pink light and have it touch down wherever you're conscious of wanting to do some healing. And then have it flood the entire world. Have it move round and round the globe, touching, moving, touching the earth, filling the atmosphere, surrounding our beautiful globe, and rolling round and round our planet and bringing it back into your own chest, and then shooting it back up through the top of your head and back out to the great central sun. And if it's true that we are all one, we are doing some healing work. And now let's step out of the healing center, the healing room. Close its door, its beautiful, beautiful door. Thank the team. And then jump into the star tetrahedron again. And spin 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 until you spin yourself right back out into the room here. Was that fun? Did you enjoy it? There's so much we can do to make a difference on the planet. There is so much we can do. And let's all talk about how to do it together. And one of the things we talked about was mothering. Well, I'll give you the numbers first so you can call in soon, and then I'm going to talk about mothering. The number is 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Or you can email me, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E .com, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle .com. Entwistle's easy. It's like Ent, only there's no H in it. Veronica at Veronica Entwistle .com. So you can do either thing. Love to talk to you. Now, when we're talking about mothering, it's really a challenge, isn't it? There are so many kids that are in these days that are really angry with the mother, and there are so many mothers who are kind of angry with their mothers, and that there's so much, we bring down, genetically speaking, a lot of the thoughts and feelings of the lineage through the mother, don't we? Well, through the father as well, but we're going to talk about the mother today. And the reason we're talking about mothering, actually, is because I had a number of girlfriends recently who have children in their 20s and whose hearts were broken over and over by these children. And I sort of wondered, I was starting to think about it and going, here we are in a time of shift. And here we are seeing that there's so much anger boiling up in the young people. The family is broken apart. And what we've engaged in is passing down genetically so many thoughts and feelings that were unexpressed in our old, in the older, in the genetic forebears of each of our kids. So like a mother who's really unexpressed in terms of her own self-esteem is going to really impose upon her child, probably, and there could be distortions in this, impose upon her child that life is very limited. And that somewhere that child has to be angry, because as the child comes to the fruition of a young adult, that child has to feel like, I have to be able to get out of this. Otherwise, it's not going to be a healthy adult, is it? The ones who just succumb and are limited because their mom is, aren't really people who are going to enter the shift, at least not at this point. So what are the other ways that we get trapped when we're born in our, we're gestating in our mother's womb? The womb is in a position. Hi, you're on the air. I'll let you talk before I finish.
No, finish, please.
Well, I was just going to say that we gestate in the mother's womb, which is in the position of the subconscious. And it's the subconscious, as I was saying earlier in this show, which is what propels us to act out and act out from the lower levels of our consciousness. This is really interesting. So how do we disengage ourselves? That's the sort of thing we're going to talk about. But first we're going to talk to Deb. Hi, Deb.
Hi. Mm-hmm. So my question is, for your guides and my guides, what am I still carrying in my subconscious that I've carried through my mother through the lineage that I still need to work through. I mean, obviously, in order not to pass it on to my own daughter. That's kind of a loaded question. Maybe we should just start with the one end instead of trying to go to both ends at once.
I think with a
you know what I mean? So start out with like, okay, so what am I still carrying that's in my subconscious around?
Well, I want to say something. I'm going to change
mother.
The order of your questioning because when you have a daughter, okay, and when you mm-hmm. when you discover things that you want to change about your subconscious programming, when you do that, because everything is vibration, as you well know. When you do that, really clearly, your daughter gets cleared.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And there's a lot of...
Absolutely true.
There's a lot of... It's a really funny thing. It's kind of like a suppression that comes down through the pipes. Now, I know you're very expressive and not necessarily suppressed, but I would say that in the lineage, there's a lot of... controlling and suppress women suppressing themselves. I'm just talking about women here.
Mhm.
Did your mother do that? Because that's what it looks like.
Oh, I'll say, she sure did. And so what? But what is it that that everybody in the lineage or me in particular? Just because not because it's all about me, but because I want to put a stop to this. What are some of the particulars that I could look at that would help me to keep shifting this? Because I do think you're right that most of what we're carrying that still blocks us is in the subconscious. It's sub. So mm-hmm. can my guides help me to figure out what the particulars are?
Okay, so what we want everybody to do is wrap yourself in light because we're going to do some pulling and pushing here. Are you up for that?
Yeah.
So I want to feel... Now, here's something interesting. I know, Deb, and I know that you're Pisces, right? And
right.
The thing is, even when we ask a question like that, I say it's so personal how you absorb your mother and how one of your siblings absorbs your mother is going to be different according to the kind of energy that's in you, right?
Right.
So, and you have a number of different ways of absorbing beliefs. One of them is you get submerged sometimes in people. And then I go, oh, that's a Piscean thing, isn't it? So you
right.
were submerged quite a bit when you were little or when you were in the womb. So when we're calling it up, we go, okay, here's a belief about being suppressed as a woman, all right? Just, we'll be really simple on that. There's a lot more, Deb, but we don't have time for that right tonight. But to ask yourself to feel suppressed as a woman and just really exaggerate it. What happens in your body when we do that?
Feel what as a woman?
Suppressed.
Oppressed? Or, okay. It's just that I'm out here in the mountains and my phone keeps...
Does that mean I have to yodel?
Yeah. Okay. What happens is I feel it in my gut.
Yeah.
That sense of not being worthy.
And there's something on the back of your neck, isn't there?
Yeah. I'll see.
Okay. So remember, everybody, wrap yourselves in light again because we're going to call up the oppression, suppression, and then we're going to clear it fast because it's a bit heavy, isn't it? It's not just yours, Deb. Okay, so let's exaggerate it. And you guys do it as well because you are also in the womb and you have your own vibrational womb. So call up the suppression of the mother, which is part of the paradigm we were born into, most of us anyway, hey?
Mm-hmm.
So let's exaggerate that and exaggerate it and exaggerate it and exaggerate it. And it feels like it's moving up your body, is it? Moving up into the sternum?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're going to exaggerate it a little bit more and call in our higher guidance and angels and ask for help as we command total release of suppression energy now. Total release. So the guides are saying it over and over again, as you call it forth, you're halfway there. It doesn't matter what the thing is. When you're dealing with the subconscious, you don't have to figure it all out. You just have to feel, mm-hmm. you'll notice it feels like you weigh yourself down when you call it up. That's what you want to get out of your body. Because you're a light
right.
being that wants to get brighter and lighter. So as we call it up and feel it, and then command total release, call it up, feel it, and command total release. One more time, call it up, feel it, and command total release. And then imagine like a light gargle having this golden light spiraling up through your body and cleaning and hosing and poking into all the corners inside the body and clearing it out. It's a very high frequency spiraling vacuuming light. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
And then as you do that, to me, your energy is changing, especially in the solar plexus, because the solar plexus
yeah.
talks about the power of your soul journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the power of your muscles. And as we clear
right.
some of that, I see your soul journey going, I have some strength and power. And I see your daughter feeling
yeah.
freer and freer.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you? Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I can hear it and I can really feel it. Thank you.
Good. Well, I hope other people will call in and talk about that too, because it's really important, isn't it?
Yes, and thank you. I'm going to hang up so someone else can call in.
All right. Well, bless your heart. Thank you for calling.
Bless your heart. Bye.
Bye, honey. I started talking about entrainment as well. And so we talk about how Deb, being a Pisces, would take in her mother's energy differently and some of these beliefs differently than someone else who is maybe an Aquarian. And what's interesting about that is I was looking into the womb, because I'm an intuitive, my guides took me there, of my two sisters and I. And we all had a different reaction in the womb. I was the one who was absolutely sucking in mother's energy. I was being super empathic when I was in the womb. My older sister was just in there having a good time and being quite herself, it seemed. And my younger sister was actually pushing mom's energy away, which she did for the rest of her life. It was really interesting. Just pushing and pushing as she bounced around in the womb. And to me, that's just kind of a metaphorical example of how energetically we respond to certain pressures. So as far as the entrainment goes, it to me, and this is a slightly different way than the way Jackie was using it last week, but I'm going to be poetically licensed and take it this way, that we choose the people that we want to be born to. We choose our parents. We choose our soul families. A lot of people say we're born in the same family over and over again, and I have a question about that. I'm not sure what I believe in many, many situations. But I do know this, that if you're somebody like Deb who's come in to transform a whole lot, to understand a lot of people, and to teach a lot of people and be a lot of Pisces, she's going to come in to a family where some of the entrainment is going to push her in a number of ways where she has to kind of get in step, understand it, feel it, and then step herself forward. That's a kind of an entrainment that as souls we make that connection before we land in the mother's womb. There are beings who teach these days, they teach a higher form of attracting a child. So that, not that Deb's folks weren't thrilled at who she was, or maybe your folks were thrilled at who you were, but there's a higher form, which is clearing your body, clearing your mind, clearing your subconscious, and then relating to the spirit that you want to bring in. So that, for example, if you want to bring in a spirit where you're going to catalyze a lot of quantum leaps, a lot of fast consciousness work, it's really interesting that you can actually do a lot of clearing to what you might have attached, clear a lot of emotional energy, and then work with the being that wants to come in so that you and she or he work together on issues of evolution rather than emotional issues of expression. Does that make sense? So call in. It's 888. Oh, it's right here, I think. It's right in my little doodah. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Call in and let's talk about the mothering that either you have been doing or you experienced. We had a couple of amazing calls last week as well about experiences that they had as a mother. So some of us as mothers or even fathers really are not sure how to further the evolution of our child. And I have to say that one of the most important things to be doing is to become evolve yourself. And that is to be clearing and clearing and clearing and to recognize in the child as they're pushing away the reference points of issues. Deb said, well, how do I clear my subconscious? What's in my subconscious? I'm going, sometimes from our children, we get the greatest reflections of what's in the subconscious because they're writhing in it or they're pushing against it or they're actually succumbing to it. And you can tell when that's happening. It's really quite amazing. So when I see a number of beings, let's see, I see a person who is very isolated as a young man, and he's mad all the time. And when we look at his mothering, he's about 23, and when we look at his mothering, we see someone who is, we see that he is born to figure this out, to express it, to become kind of an innovator when he's older, that in his isolation must be broken so that he can actually father some children himself and break out of what the lineage was. His parents are really interesting people, but his mother is kind of an isolated person by nature herself, and she was unable to reach into him as a little wee person, but instead they both he was both isolated and angry. And from the lineage, he only got part of that from the female lineage. He got part of that from the male lineage. But his own soul journey is to pioneer his own creativity. And pioneering your own creativity is very often an isolated, have to be in an isolated state, right? So his mom is isolated by nature and is doing a lot of pioneering herself. So his feeling is of deep frustration of having to be something like having to be isolated, having to be pulled away from people, and having a tremendous disdain for people, because ultimately what he's going to be doing is giving birth to his own knowing and understanding of who he is. And the really only very unfortunate thing is that people on that kind of a soul path live a lot of pain before they get to the fruits of their labor. And we're saying that in this case, probably the mother, had she gotten in step, had she entrained with his pain even, and when he was a small person, could have helped walk both of them out of a deep subconscious program which has commanded and demanded isolation in order to stay on top of whatever her projects were. It's really interesting to see that, and I feel it deeply, empathetically. I feel it deeply in both of their lower second chakras. And I would wager a guess, now these are people I'm plucking from the ethers there, but I would wager a guess that both of them have some difficulties in that part of their body. The boy probably when he's older, and the mother very soon. And I would say it's nothing terrible. It's just representative of holding a pressure where the program has been their whole lives. And their capacity is to absolutely release that the vehemence of their isolation, which has echoed back and forth from one to the other. I would say this boy truly needs the intimacy of the mother, which is the reverse of what he can get. Mostly because when one person is setting up such an isolated response, then any of the sensitivities of either of them are going to recoil, aren't they? So that's just one example of what's going on in the subconscious of those people. And I don't know what the outcome is, but I do see that the fruits of the labor can be some amazing, innovative product and some freeing one another of the lineage and allowing a kind of a flush of newness to come through them. That's a potential. I'm not sure that these particular people are going to do it. So let's take a look at, so let's jump back into what we were calling the shift and referring to what Bruce Lipton was talking about on Tuesday night. That there's this, if we can get in touch, and I believe with a mother and child, there's a tremendous kind of a leg up, a real advantage. If you can clear what you can see as the lineage between yourself and one of your children or two of your children or three of your children or whatever, it's really a huge shift for you. And this can be for dads too. It's a huge shift to actually break out of a vibrational way of being and then send those reverberations out into the collective to show that people can authenticate, can break out of the subconscious patterns and can actually move into a much more the shift is that's supposed to be changing us is changing us into a species which can love each other, which doesn't have to be always competitive, which can be win-win, which can find the strength and the power in love. That wouldn't that be amazing to really enjoy Mother Earth and to really feel? This is going back to Avatar or even the beginning of Star Wars when they talked about everything is energy and everything has its balance. Everything must work together. And we could actually mother that kind of consciousness, but it's going to take a certain amount of clearing so that we can clear enough to meet the shift and to do the 100th monkey. I'm sure most of you know the story of the 100th monkey, about all the monkeys on these islands that ate lots of potatoes. And then one little monkey went to the water and washed his potato before he ate it. And then the island monkeys began to wash their potatoes. And after 100 of them were doing that, the story goes, that on the next island they all began to wash their potatoes. Because vibrationally, the information moves through the species, right? It's like we say we can change energy or shift energy for someone who's halfway around the world. So anyway, this big shift that Bruce Lipton's talking about and Steve Behrman are talking about and many, many others is all about that. When enough of us, when the clear mass is reached, our species is going to change. Holy moly. And we want to be there. And when it changes, what do we expect? I believe this, that we expect that we're going to be able to be healers, we're going to be able to help ourselves, we're going to be able to feed the planet, we're going to be able to love Mother Earth, we're going to be able to all have wonderful buildings to live in, and detox our planet. So call in, you guys. I'm sitting here blabbing away here. And so I would say to you that we're our mothering and being conscious about our mothering and all about the evolution of the mothering is really a lot to do with the survival of our species, not only the survival, but the mothering of the shift, which is great for the collective. I get really excited about all that. And certainly listening to our little friend the other night was very exciting. So call in 888-815-9756 and tell me what's going on with your mothering. How are your kids doing? How many of you are raising intuitive children? How easy it is. How easy is it for you to raise a child to be freer and more self-aware than you were ever able to be? How many of you can do that without some questions? Because so many of us really just pass on a lot of what we're taught, what we think is really important, and we forget that these kids, we don't forget, in our urgency to do the right thing by our children and raise them so they can cope in the society, we sometimes don't take the time to unhook our programming, and we don't unleash them to become all that they can be. And what is it, all you can be? Who is all you can be? Well, I don't think that that's possible to be all you can be, but I do think it's possible to be able to raise our children and really start the the process of awakening so that our children understand. Thanks for your call. I'll be there in 1 minute. Our children understand that the process of life is a process of unfoldment and creation rather than this is the way you're supposed to be. Hello, you're on the air. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, Veronica. It's Dale in Florida.
Hi, Dale in Florida. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better. A lot of things happened. Well, I think it was either Monday or Tuesday when I was getting this download. Is that the one you were talking about?
The shift?
Yeah, I felt it. I think it was Tuesday night. It was coming in pretty strong. And I kind of felt like the precursor all day long. It just kind of like it was like tonight was going to be a major night, and boy, was it. Man, it hit me like a ball-peen hammer in the middle of the head, and it wasn't hurting, but I could definitely feel it. And I just came in and rested on the bed. And strangely enough, as you were telling what the things were going to be unfolding, my gosh, it really kind of started manifesting today.
Really?
I have been hit with... Go ahead.
Keep talking.
Yeah, I've had several subscribers on my YouTube site just join up, and I've been communicating and sending out just loads, and just I've been writing for the last couple of hours, just you know, accepting invitations to friendships and replying to comments they were leaving on some of the videos, and it's just like you said, it's the nurturing, it's the things that are coming in. I believe that this download that I received on Tuesday night, and it's just, Veronica, the biggest thing I had to get over was like, okay, you know what, this is how it's supposed to come across, feel that you're blessed, that you're receiving it, and let it flow, And I'm telling you, it's so powerful. I really long to feel it come. And I know it's
well,
really
what was your download? Tell us some of your download, Dale.
Well, that's just it. I am so new at this, Veronica. I'm so raw that I have no formal training whatsoever. But what was coming in was something like very high speed Morse code at a very high pitch. You know, like when you get your ears tested and they give you those high, high tones that you can barely hear? That's
right.
How it comes across, but it's a very fast Morse code. And then my fingers from my arm, from the middle of my arms down to my fingertips, they're just buzzing with electricity.
And what do you do with the electricity?
Well, you know, I calm down. I concentrate on just opening myself up and saying, I get my mindset in a relaxed mode. And this download period on Tuesday or Monday or Tuesday night, it wasn't as intense as it has been on past events. It seemed to be more concentrated, and it was coming through, I do believe, the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I just relaxed, I let it come, I accepted it, I used it, I nurtured it, I absorbed it, I let it become a part of myself, and I accepted that this is a part of the new me that's waking up, and lo and behold, man, it's kind of like a download on a computer, it's gonna, but it's in a zip file, so I've been meditating for the last couple of days of just and putting the intentions out there like Jackie has taught us how to do is, you know, inviting in, the spirits to come in and to decipher it and to show me how to use it in the sleep, in dreamland, and then let me carry it back to the physical world so I can use it in the conscious world here and just let it flow. And my gosh, the people online have just been coming left and right, and I've been nurturing them. I had a guy today said he broke down and cried when he was watching one of my videos, and he commented on it, and I'm like,
well what's
to
in
the
your
world,
videos?
What's that?
What's in the videos?
Well, gosh, you know, I could describe it to you, but it's, can I just give it out?
Yep. It's go ahead.
It's, yeah, the video is called, The New Earth is Coming. and it's on YouTube. Just type that in the search bar, and it should pop up. And my,
the new Earth is coming?
A new world, a new Earth is coming.
Okay.
And let me double check, because you know what?
But I want to say something right now, which is that it's so interesting when you're talking about downloads and all that kind of information that comes to us energetically and intuitively. That's actually a kind of a mothering as well, isn't it? That's like a consciousness mothering that's bringing through another lineage, but it's very exciting.
It's called The New Earth is Coming. That's the title of it, The New Earth is Coming. And my screen name on YouTube is Spirit Guides Unite. And it describes my bio there. It describes where I've been as a kid, what's happened after. It just gives a real brief bio. It's not a real long log, but it really sums me up as to who I am real quick. And I've got over 100 subscribers.
Wonderful.
139 to date. And I've gotten 40 of those in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
So it's
that's great.
Yeah, I feel like I'm living out my purpose now, and really it's through you, and Jackie has been a major influence because I've really tapped into the Arcturians and the Palladians, and I'm also listening to another woman by Barbara. Oh, man, she does this narration. She's tapped right into the Palladian. I can't think of her.
Barbara Hanclaw? Is it Barbara Hanclaw?
Manichecki or Machanichek?
Marciniak.
That's it, Marciniak, Barbara Marciniak, yes. And
wow.
I've watched her story, and yeah, she's very powerful. And
yes,
I believe she is definitely a messenger. She's like Jackie, has definitely tapped it. So just by keeping, and listen, also, my own personal life has done a complete reverse. The
Yay!
Problems in my life now are becoming less and less. And
excellent.
I'm
and I have to say goodbye because we're timed up.
Okay. All right, Jackie.
Thank you for sharing it. It's called The New Earth is Coming?
It's called The video is titled The New Earth is Coming. And at the time, this is the first download that I felt that manifested itself, and I was literally guided by, I don't know who, guardian angels, spirit guides, I don't know, but I really believe that there was a major influence in making this video from some other things, because up until this point, when that video was made, I had no clue.
Oh,
so this
great.
All happened around the first week of November. But with that, I'll let you go and say goodnight, and thank you very much.
We'll talk again, Dale. Thank you. Good work for you, huh? Mothered by the Pleiadians. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you for your calls. You've been listening to Radiance by Design, and next Tuesday we're going to follow up the great spontaneous evolution, the story by Bruce Lipton and Steve Behrman, with Steve Behrman, whose alter ego is Swami Beyondananda. He's a wonderful, wonderful interviewee. He's funny, and he's really pithy about the state of the world and spontaneous evolution that we're all aiming for. And this weekend, a lot of us are going to be down in Jackie Salvitti's intensive. That's going to be wonderful. And if you'd like a session with me, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I'd love to hear from you. And you can tell me what you would like, what you thought of the show, what you'd like to hear on the show. And I like to say, call in some light and some love. Send it out to one another in the Radiance by Design community. And many blessings. Thank you for listening. Good night.